The following is a Sunday Feast Lecture given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on August 2, 1990 in Bangalore, India. The class was about the appearance of Lord Vamanadeva.
Shankha, Chakra, Gada, Padma, four-handed form, wearing yellow garment, wearing Kastubha Muni, wearing Mukut, wearing Muni, all Ankara, Kastubha Muni, everything. Then, blessing Kasyapa and Aditi, he immediately assumed a dwarf Brahmin form, Brahmin. And on the very same day as his birth, is also the day that he was given sacred thread. All the devas came and offered him various presentations, like Kopin, Danda, Kamandalu was given by Brahma. Then Vamanadeva performed a very big fire sacrifice. Then at the appropriate moment, he went to see Bali Maharaj when Bali was performing Ashwamedha Yajna near the Narmada River. So he went to see Bali Maharaj, and when he came to the sacrificial arena, he was so brilliant. His effulgence of Brahma Jyoti was coming from the body of Vamanadeva that the priest thought that the sun was rising, but it's coming from a different direction. So then they all stood up and received Vamanadeva. Bali Maharaj, he received Vamanadeva, bathed his feet, sprinkled the water on his head. He said, it seems you have come here to beg something from me. You are a very nice Brahmin boy. So whatever you like, I can give you. If you want a nice wife, or some island, or a kingdom, or anything, I can give you in charity. Whatever you like. So Vamanadeva said, all I want, I shouldn't be greedy. No one should ask more in charity than what they can use. You just give me 3 steps of land, by my measurement. So Bali Maharaj said, why, I think you're not being very intelligent. You're only asking for such a small amount. You should ask for more, so you'll be well protected in your life. What you'll do with 3 steps of land? You take a village or two, take a whole island, take one of the continents I can give you. He said, no, if we're not satisfied with even a little bit, then even we get a lot, we still won't be satisfied. I just want 3 steps. So then Bali Maharaj said, all right, whatever you want, I'll give you. You take it. 3 steps. He went to grab the water and give the customary to give water in the hand of the person when he's going to give in charity. Then Sukra Acharya, he said that you're a very big fool. You don't know who this is. This is actually Vishnu himself. He's come here with 3 steps. In 1 step he can cover the whole universe, all the planet, all the, up to the limit. With this planet, 2nd step, he can cover the whole universe and he can expand his universal form to cover everything. Then where you put the 3rd step, you won't even be able to give what you're promising him, and you'll be probably cast down to hell. And so, since if you're going to lose everything, he's actually coming on the side of the devas, our enemies, then you won't have any livelihood. You'll be without any possession. So this won't be very good. So under such extreme circumstances, even though you gave your word, you can just take it back. Anyway, you didn't say before you said you'd do it. So without saying it's not official. So he gave many reasons. You can just tell him sorry. If you say sorry, people will feel sorry for you also. The king, he offered, then he took it back. So in this way, sometime if even I may be a little miserly, but we have to be practical after all. Don't give it to him, because if you do, you'll lose everything. And actually, so Prabhupada explained, Sukra Acharya was a smarter Brahmin. There are two types of Brahmins, Vaishnava Brahmin and smarter Brahmin. The smarter Brahmin are somewhat attached to working as a priest for some well-to-do disciple, and they're attached to getting their dakshina. Without dakshina, then they're not very inspired. So when Bali Maharaj was about to lose everything, he was worried that he'll not get his dakshin. The Vaishnava Brahmins are those who are just concerned with the spiritual welfare of their disciple. They're not concerned whether they get dakshin or not. It's the duty of the disciple to give the dakshina. But the guru is not conditioned that I'll only help or give the advice thinking about getting dakshina or not. So, but Bali Maharaj, he considered everything, and he thought that once I've given my word, I'm more afraid about disobeying the brahmanas, cheating the brahmanas. And moreover, you've all along told me to worship Vishnu. Now you're saying Vishnu himself has come. So even if he takes everything from me, that's better than after giving my word, I should take it back. Vishnu, in any case, he has a good reputation. I also want to have a good reputation. Vishnu, if I give him everything, surely I won't be the loser. So he said, so I'm still going to give it to Vishnu. So then Sukra Acharya cursed him. He said, very soon you'll lose everything. So this is the point we're at. So then Bali Maharaj, he washed the worship, the lotus feet of Vamanadeva again, took the water on his head, the same water which is taken on the head of Lord Shiva, Bali Maharaj took on his head. At that time, the residents of the higher planetary system, the demigods, Gandharvas, the Vidyadharas, the Siddhas and Charanas, all being very pleased by Bali Maharaj's simple, non-duplicious act, praised his qualities and showered upon him millions of flowers. The Gandharvas, Kimpurushas and the Kinaras sounded thousands and thousands of kettle drums and trumpets again and again, and they sang in great jubilation, declaring, how exalted a person is Bali Maharaj, and what a difficult task he has performed. Even though he knew that Lord Vishnu was on the side of his enemies, he nonetheless gave the Lord the entire three worlds in charity. Tadva mananarupam avadatar bhutam harer anantasya gunatrayatmakam bhukam disodhyaur vivarapayodhayas Tiryanridhevarishayoyadasata. The unlimited supreme personality of Godhead, who had assumed the form of Vamana, then began increasing in size, acting in terms of the material energy, until everything in the universe was within his body, including the earth, the planetary systems, the sky, the directions, the various holes in the universe, the seas, the oceans, the birds, beasts, human beings, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. Report, Srila Prabhupada explains how Bali Maharaj wanted to give charity to Vamanadeva, but the Lord expanded his body in such a way that he showed Bali Maharaj that everything in the universe is already in his body. Actually, no one can give anything to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he is full in everything. Sometimes we see a devotee offering Ganges water to the Ganges. After taking his bath in the Ganges, a devotee takes a palmful of water from the Ganges and offers it back again to the Ganges. The Ganges doesn't lose anything. Similarly, if a devotee offers a palmful of water to the Ganges does not increase in any way. By such an offering, the devotee becomes celebrated as a devotee of Mother Ganges. Similarly, when we offer anything with devotion and faith, what we offer does not belong to us, nor does it enrich the opulence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But if one offers whatever he has in his possession, he becomes a recognized devotee. In this regard, the example is given that when one's face is decorated with a garland and sandalwood pulp, the reflection of one's face in a mirror automatically becomes beautiful. The original source of everything is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is our original source also. Therefore, when the Lord is glorified or decorated, the devotees and all living entities are decorated simultaneously. Kaye balisthasya maha vibhute sahartrigacharya sadasya etat dhadasya viswanga trigunang gunatmake bhutendriyartasaya jiva yuktam. Bali Maharaj, along with the priests, acharyas, and members of the assembly, observe the Supreme Personality of Godhead's universal body, which was full of six opulences. That body contained everything within the universe, including all the gross material elements, the senses, the sense objects, the mind, intelligence, and false ego, the various kinds of living entities, and the actions and reactions of the three modes of material nature. Just as in Gita, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava, mata sarvam pravartate. Krishna is the origin of everything. Vasudeva sarvamiti. Matstani sarvabhutani nacham te savastita. Everything is resting in my body, Krishna is saying. So here, Vamanadev, the avatar of Krishna, is showing practically what this means. Rasama chashtangi taleta padayor mahinga mahidran purushasya jangayo patatrino januni vishwamurte urvor ganam marutam indrasena. Thereafter, Bali Maharaj, who was occupying the seat of King Indra, could see the lower planetary system such as Rasatala on the soles of the feet of the Lord's universal form. He saw on the Lord's feet the surface of the globe, on the surface of his calves, all the mountains, on his knees, the various birds, and on his thighs, the varieties of air. So here we're getting a little explanation of the universal form. Sandhyang vivorvasasi guya aikshat prajapating jaghane atmamukyan nabhyang navakukshishu sapta sindun urukramasyorasi chakshamalam. Bali Maharaj saw beneath the garments of the Lord, who acts wonderfully the evening twilight. In the Lord's private parts he saw the prajapatis, and in the round portion of the waist he saw himself with his confidential associates. In the Lord's navel he saw the sky. On the Lord's waist he saw the seven oceans. And on the Lord's bosom he saw the cluster of stars. My dear King, on the heart of the Lord Murari, he saw religion. On the chest, both pleasing words and truthfulness. In the mind, the moon. On the bosom, the goddess of fortune, with a lotus flower in her hand. On the neck, all the Vedas and all the sound vibrations. On the arms, all the demigods, headed by King Indra. In both ears, all the directions. On the head, the upper planetary systems. On the hair, the clouds. In the nostrils, the wind. On the eyes, the sun. In the mouth, fire. From his words came all the Vedic mantras. On his tongue was the demigod of water, Varuna Deva. On his eyebrows were the regulative principles. And on his eyelids were day and night. When his eyes were open, it was daytime. And when they were closed, it was night. On his forehead was anger, and on his lips was greed. O King, in his touch were lusty desires. In his semen were all the waters. On his back was irreligion. And in his wonderful activities or steps was the fire of sacrifice. On his shadow was death. In his smile was the illusory energy. And on the hairs of his body were all the drugs and herbs. In his veins were all the rivers. On his nails were all the stones. In his intelligence were Lord Brahma, the demigods, and the great saintly persons. And throughout his entire body and senses were all living entities, moving and stationary. Bali Maharaj thus saw everything in the gigantic body of the Lord. Krishna Balarama ki, Ramana Deva ki. O King, when all the demi-demons, the followers of Maharaj Bali, saw the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who held everything within his body, when they saw in the Lord's hand his disc, known as the Sudarshan Chakra, which generates intolerable heat, and when they heard the tumultuous sound of his bow, all of these caused lamentation within their hearts. The Lord's corn shell, named Panchajanya, which made sounds like that of a cloud, the very forceful club, named Kamodaki, the sword named Vidyadhara, with a shield decorated with hundreds of moon-like spots, and also Akshaya Sayaka, the best of quivers. All of these appeared together to offer prayers to the Lord. Sunanda Mukhya Upatashtarisham Parshada Mukhya Sahalokapala Surat Kiritangadamina Kundala Sivatsaratnotamame Kalambarai Madhuvratasragvanamalaya Vrito Raja Rajanga Bhagavanu Rukrama Kshiting Padaike Nabaler Vichakrame Navasarirena Disascha Bahuvi. These associates, headed by Sunanda and other chief associates, and accompanied by all the predominating deities of the various planets, offered prayers to the Lord, who wore a beautiful, brilliant helmet, bracelets, and glittering earrings that resembled fish. On the Lord's bosom was a lock of hair called Srivatsa, and the transcendental jewel named Kastuva. He wore a yellow garment covered by a belt, and he was decorated by a flower garland, surrounded by bees. Manifesting himself in this way, O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose activities are wonderful, cover the entire surface of the earth with one footstep, the sky with his body, in all directions with his arms. As the Lord Padang Dvitiyang Kamatas Trivishtapam Navai Tritiyaya Tadiyamanupa Anvapi Urukramasyangri Rupari Upariyato Maharjanabhyang Tapasaparangata. As the Lord took his second step, he covered the heavenly planets, and not even a spot remained for the third step, for the Lord's foot extended higher and higher beyond Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapoloka, and even Satyaloka. When the Lord's footstep exceeded the height of the lokas, his nails pierced the covering of the universe. The universe is covered by Bhumirapo Nalobhayurkam, the five material elements. But even then, the Lord pierced the covering, and the hole penetrated, allowing the water of the Ganges to infiltrate into the material world. Therefore, in the Dasavatara Stotra, Vamanadeva is glorified as Padanaka Nirajanita Janapavana. The Lord kicked a hole in the covering of the universe. The water of the Ganges came into this material world to deliver all the fallen souls. So after covering all of Bali Maharaj's kingdom in two steps, Bali Maharaj was arrested. He was tied up by Varuna, and he was accused that you have promised me three steps of land, but you only gave me two, and now there's nothing left. All the Brahma, everyone seemed very insignificant compared to Urukrama, Vamanadeva. Everyone came and began to offer prayers to Vamanadeva. Lord Brahma washed the lotus feet of Vamanadeva, known as Urukrama. So many devas, they came and were worshipping the Lord. The demons who were following Bali Maharaj, they were very unhappy to see that their master had lost all his possessions, giving it to Vamana. So they started to accuse, he's not a Brahmana, but the best of cheaters, Lord Vishnu. He was working for, they covered his own form, and he's working for the interest of the demigods. And this way they said, they were criticizing, glorifying their Lord, but they were angry against Lord Vishnu. So then the followers of Maharaj Bali, they took up their weapons with the idea to kill Vamanadeva. And even against the will of Bali Maharaj, they went forward to try to attack and kill Vamanadeva. The associates of Vishnu, seeing the demons coming forward, took up their weapons and forbade them to from going forward, said, stop. Nanda Sunanda Jaya Vijaya Prabala Bala Kumuda Kumudaksha Vishwakshena Patatirat Garuda Jayanta Sutadeva Pushpadanta and Satvata were all the associates of Lord Vishnu present. They were as powerful as 10,000 elephants, and now they began killing the soldiers of the demons. When Bali Maharaj saw that his own soldiers were being killed by the associates of Lord Vishnu, he remembered the curse of Sukracharya and forbade his soldiers to continue fighting. O Viprachiti, O Rahu, O Nemi, please hear my words, don't fight, stop immediately, for the present time is not in our favor. O Daityas, by human efforts no one can overcome the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who can bring happiness and distress to all living entities. The Supreme Time Factor, which represents the Supreme Personality, was previously in our favor, and not in the favor of the demigods, but now the same time factor is against us. Like this, so he preached to his followers, you stop fighting. So in the end, Bali Maharaj, when he was arrested by Vishnu, Vishnu said, so where to put the third step? Then Bali Maharaj said, to put it where? Who knows where he said to put it? He said that, all right, you've taken all my possessions, but now you can, I have one thing I haven't given yet, it's my body. You put your third step here on my head, I'm giving myself to you. So in this way, Bali Maharaj got the special mercy of the Lord. Although the Lord said, I'm going to, for you're not fulfilling your promise, you have to go to the lower planetary system, he gave him the planet Sutala, which was better than Swarga. And Vishnu himself, he said, I'll protect you, I'll be the gatekeeper, no one can come to disturb you. So this way, Bali Maharaj is always getting the association of Lord Vishnu and living peacefully with Sukracharya, who came and he apologized for giving bad advice to his disciple. And everyone came and glorified the Lord. So in the end, everything worked out very nice. Indra got back his kingdom. Bali got the better place of Sutala with Vishnu. And we are also blessed, because what did we gain by this? Anyone can say? What did we gain? Because of Vamana's avatar, did we people in this world gain anything?
The thing is, everyone has complete expansion, the total expansion, and the idea that total surrender is the only way.
We've got a lot of instructions, that's for sure. Anything else we got practical, even we can see it today? Forming a feast. Yes, we got a good feast today. It's true. For Vamana Dev, we had a very good feast today. We offered a bhoga. We got prasad.
I think by this we understand that Lord is all pervading. There is no place left beyond us.
From his lotus foot, what came in the universe which we still have here today? The Ganges. Yes. He can go and take bath in the Ganges and get that same Charanamrita which Bali Maharaj is giving and Brahma is giving. We can still get today in the Ganges, in the Ganga. Of course, we can learn from this so many instructions. One is how the Lord is the complete possessor of the whole universe. He may come as a small child. He can expand himself to the size of the universe. People were thinking, who is Krishna? He's stealing butter. He's dancing with gopis. He's going to Mathura and Dwarka. But when he was in the battle of Kurukshetra, speaking Gita, he showed the same Visvarupa, maybe not exactly the same, but more or less the same. Slight difference might be there. Vamana Dev showed one Visvarupa. Krishna also showed Visvarupa. Because Vamana Dev and Krishna, there's no difference. All the avatars of Vishnu are not different from Krishna. They are all having the unlimited potency. Just as Vamana Dev, he played as a small dwarf Brahmin boy. So Krishna played as a small cowherd boy. Then later he played as a kshatriya. But we shouldn't think that Krishna is a human being. We shouldn't think Vamana Dev is a human being. We should know they are Parameshwar. The Lord has unlimited forms. He has so many different forms. He can assume any form He likes to please His devotee. So in this way, although the curse of Sukracharya said everything would be taken from Bali, everything was taken, but then again he was given back. More even than what he got. He got also the pure bhakti for Krishna, which is the greatest gift. Before he was possessing the three worlds, but still he wasn't fully satisfied. But when he got pure devotion to Vamanadev, he could get this wonderful darshan and wonderful shelter at his lotus feet. Then he could actually achieve real peace. In this world we are struggling to get more and more in material life. But no matter how much one gets, still they are not feeling that they have enough. So dissatisfaction remains rampant. But if someone gets devotion for the Lord, then he is fully satisfied. So this is very important instruction for everyone in the material world, that in our life we may try to get so many things, but if we don't achieve Vishnu, if we don't achieve Krishna, whatever we achieved is only going to disappear. This Bali Maharaj very clearly explained to Sukracharya that I may lose everything, but if I lose Vishnu, then what have I gained? Then I have really lost. And if I gain Vishnu, even if I lose the kingdom of the three worlds, that will be my real success. So actually, in the end, Bali didn't lose. Of course, he has stolen a kingdom from Indra. Indra's mother, Aditi, had done a very great sacrifice to get the blessing to get the kingdom back for Indra. So Indra got his kingdom back, but he's also another demon also defeated him later. He was attacked by Ravana, and by Indrajit he was defeated. So demons are always coming, and Indra, he is never purely free from the danger of being attacked. One demon was taken care of by Krishna as Vamanadev. He took care of Bali Maharaj. Still Indra's position is not without fear. But Bali Maharaj has no fear, because nobody can attack him, being protected by the Lord. So he's engaging in his devotional service. Who knows who Bali Maharaj's grandfather is? Who? Prahlad Maharaj. Great-grandfather? Hiranyakashipu. So, Prahlad, when he also came at this time, when Bali was tied up, and he paid his obeisances to Vamanadev. He was very happy to see the Lord, his eternal master. So maybe being inspired by the presence of his grandfather, Prahlad, the Bali Maharaj, he surrendered to Vishnu and said, you take your third step here. So on this a very sacred day, we hope all of you also accept the prasadam. We've already taken some prasad earlier, but there's a big feast saved for all of you. By taking the prasadam on sacred days like today, you certainly get special blessings. We hope that everyone will take the importance of surrendering to Krishna. Surrendering to Krishna didn't mean Bali Maharaj, by surrendering to Krishna, he remained a grihastha, he remained a king. Simply, whatever he was going to do would be under the blessing of Krishna. He didn't want to do anything independent. When we surrender to Krishna, we remain in our position, but we do the activities in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. In human form of life in this age, the simple way to surrender to the Lord is to chant His holy names. Especially Maha Mantra is recommended for age of Kali. Who knows the Kali Yuga Maha Mantra? Krishna Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Iti saurasikam nam nam kalikalma shanashanam nata parata upaya sarva vede shudishyate. Kali Santarana Upanishad explains that this is a special mantra to get rid of all the kalmash, all the pollution and contamination of Kali Yuga. So we can chant the names of the Lord and we can get also the association of the Lord. We can get the presence of the Lord simply by chanting His names. It's very easy. Vamanadeva could get the vision of the Lord, but we may not be so fortunate normally. But we can get the presence of the Lord by chanting His name even in this Kali Yuga. How many of you are regularly chanting Hare Krishna of our guests? So we hope, we're very glad to see many of you are chanting. We hope that those who are not chanting regularly, that they will start to chant. You see, even if you chant every day for 10 minutes or 15 minutes, this adds up. And if you chant, we recommend chanting a regular number of times Hare Krishna every day. Using beads is a very useful aid in our meditation because it uses a sense of touch. It helps our concentration and it gives a blessing also because we use sacred wood. So in this way, regularly chanting, your life will actually become sublime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was hearing these different leelas of the different avatars, naturally he felt great happiness, great bliss. But Bali Maharaj, he got such a special blessing. It appeared that he lost everything, but instead he gained everything. So if we have Krishna, then Krishna already promises, Yoga Kshemam Bahamyam, I protect whatever you have and give whatever you need. So we don't have to worry that if I give to Krishna myself, then I'll lose. We should think, actually that is when I gained the real treasure. Everything we're going to lose anyway. When we leave this body, we have to leave everything behind. Whether kingdom or family or business or whatever, how much can we take on to the next life? We are leaving it behind for wife and children. And then they also can't take it with them. They also have to leave behind. Nobody can take with them. But when we surrender to Krishna, that we are taking with us. So we don't lose anything in this life, but we gain everything in this life and in the next life. So therefore, we should take the opportunity now to quickly go before the deity and say that, my dear Lord, I want to surrender to you. I want that my life should be dedicated to your satisfaction and pleasure. If you're pleased with me, then I know all success will be there in my life. And if you're displeased, then how can I be peaceful and happy? Therefore, I want to simply act so that you will be pleased. And I'm depending, the devotee depends thus on the mercy of the Lord. And the Lord is known as Bhakata Vatsala. He gives protection to His devotees. He is very dear and kind to His devotees. So we thank you very much on this very sacred day where the Lord came like an actor, like a small, dwarf, beautiful boy, Brahmin boy, and on the plea of begging 3 steps of land, He took the whole universe. And finally he also gave his shelter to Bali Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.